The scripture for our study today is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we'll begin in verse 6 and read and study through verse 10. Today, we come to a very interesting and another unique topic. Today, we're going to look at what Paul says about his thorn in the flesh. I say this is another unique topic because this is the only time in the Bible where Paul specifically mentions a thorn in the flesh. It's another unique topic because in the previous lesson, we looked at the one passage in the New Testament and in all the Bible where Paul talks about being caught up to the third heaven. So let's begin in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 through 10 today as we talk about Paul's thorn in the flesh. Remember that Paul was an apostle. He was inspired. He saw many visions, and he received many revelations. He didn't brag about all these revelations. In the first place, Paul said that would not be beneficial at all. That's what he began in verse 1 talking about when he said that would not be expedient. That is, that would not do anybody any good for him just to brag about all these revelations that he received. But there was another reason why Paul didn't talk about all the visions and the revelations that he received any more than he did. And that reason is given in verse 6. It was to keep other people, especially other Christians, from thinking too highly of Paul. If Paul had related more about all the visions that he saw and all the revelations that he received, people would have been so impressed that they would have been too impressed. And so Paul says in verse 6, "For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but I now forbear." Paul says, even though I might want to tell you more about these visions and revelations, I'm going to refrain. I'm going to hold back. Why? Here's the reason. "Lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me." Paul said the reason that I don't spend more time talking about all these visions and revelations that I have had is because I don't want people to think more highly of me than they should. So, in verse 6, Paul said, "I forbear." In other words, I restrain myself. I refrain from telling people more about these visions and about these revelations. I do that so that people won't think too highly of me, more highly than they should think of me. So, part of the reason that Paul did not say more about all these revelations and visions was because of the reason that he gives here and because of his own choice. But there was another reason. It was not simply Paul's own choice as to why he didn't tell more about these revelations. It was the Lord's will. God did not want other people exalting Paul too much. And that's what he's going to tell us in verse 7. And not only did the Lord not want Paul to be exalted by other people above what they should think of him, the Lord actually did something to keep people from exalting Paul more than they should have. What did he do? Paul explains in verse 7, "And lest I should be exalted," that is, should be exalted by other people, "above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Verse 8 says, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice," three times that is, "that it might depart from me." Now this passage has raised more questions, and especially one question, than just about any topic in the Bible. And that is, what was Paul's thorn in the flesh? Well, let's look at how he describes it here. In the first place, he describes it as a thorn. A thorn causes pain, and a thorn, when it's lodged in your body, is a lingering, ongoing problem. So Paul says it was a thorn. He says it was a thorn in the flesh. That means it was in his physical body. It was some kind of ailment in his body that was painful and that was lingering. And Paul describes this thorn in the flesh that he had as the messenger of Satan. Satan was somehow involved in this thorn in the flesh, in the giving of this thorn in the flesh. And this is not the only time in the Bible where we read about the devil causing some kind of sickness or some kind of bodily ailment. He certainly caused the sore boils that Job had in Job chapter 2. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 13, verse 16, when he healed the crippled woman, he said that the devil, that Satan had bound her for 18 years. So Satan was certainly involved in that affliction. And the point here is this. God can and God does make use of the evil that Satan does at times. And God does that to accomplish purposes of his own. God can take the evil that men do and bring good purposes out of it. For instance, in Genesis 50, verse 20, Joseph told his brothers, "You thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good." His brothers were evil, their motive and their intention was evil, but God brought good out of that situation. And so the devil can do evil things in the world, and God can somehow take and use that evil act for good. And here we have a case of that in the instance of the Apostle Paul having this thorn in the flesh, which he says was the messenger of Satan, not an evil spirit. He's not talking about demon possession here. The word messenger doesn't mean a personal messenger. He's talking about some kind of fleshly or bodily ailment. So we're not talking about demon possession here or an evil spirit. He says that this thorn in the flesh was sent to buffet him. And the word buffet simply means to afflict. It means to cause pain. It means to cause a great deal of discomfort. And notice also that this was a chronic and a permanent condition. We know that because in verse 8, Paul said that he asked the Lord three times to remove this thorn in the flesh, and the answer was no. Paul had to live with this ailment. And so it was chronic, it was permanent, and Paul had to learn to live with it. The Bible does not say what this thorn in the flesh was. There have been all kinds of opinions about that. There have been all kinds of speculations as to what this thorn in the flesh was. But the fact is that the Bible does not tell us. And so any idea we have about it is simply an opinion. And so since the Bible is silent about what this thorn in the flesh is, we'll just be silent about it. What we do know is, regardless of what the specific ailment was, it was something that was painful and uncomfortable and lingering, and Paul had to live with it, and we do know that the devil was involved in it. Now, the more important question is, why did Paul receive this ailment? And the answer is, in verse 7, to keep other people from exalting him more than he should. Now, Paul does not say here in this verse that the reason that the Lord gave him this thorn in the flesh was to keep Paul from exalting himself, to keep him from becoming prideful. That's not what is said in this verse. He's talking about what other people thought about him. You see, that's the context. In verse 6, he said that he was going to refrain from talking about all these visions and revelations, lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be. And verse 7, he said, and lest I should be exalted, that is, be exalted by any man above measure, because of the abundance of these revelations, he says, this thorn in the flesh was given to me. And so some newer translations render this verse, to keep me from being conceited, God gave me this thorn in the flesh. And that is not an accurate, that is not a correct translation, because the context shows that the reason God gave him the thorn in the flesh was not to keep Paul from thinking too highly of himself, but to keep others from thinking too highly of Paul. Now let's stop at this point and make a few observations about what we've looked at and observe some practical lessons from this passage. Number one, even in the days of miracles, not all people were healed. Paul himself healed many people, but he was not able to heal his thorn in the flesh. That was not God's will. This is not unusual. The Bible says that Elijah performed many miracles in the Old Testament, but in 2 Kings 13, verse 14, we read about Elijah being sick and that he died from that sickness. We read about Timothy having stomach problems and his often infirmities in 1 Timothy 5, verse 23, but Paul didn't heal him. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 20, Paul said that he left Trophimus at Miletus sick. Even though Paul healed many people, he did not heal this man, Trophimus. Lesson number two, some suffering is for our benefit. There's no doubt about that. The Bible says that the trying or the testing of your faith works patience. James 1, verse 3. But sometimes we suffer for the good of other people because of the impression that it makes on them. Sometimes people reach a point in their life where they say, I have all this suffering, I have all these problems in my life, and what good is any of this doing? And they're thinking many times about whether it's doing them any good, spiritually or any other way. But we have to think about the impression that is made on other people through and because of our suffering. And that was the case with Paul's thorn in the flesh. God didn't give him that thorn in the flesh to make him better. He gave him that thorn in the flesh to keep these other people thinking the way that they should. Lesson number three, not all suffering is punishment for sin. Some suffering is punishment for sin, but not always. Not every trial is chastening from God. Paul is not being punished here because of his sin. The Bible nowhere indicates that God gave him this thorn in the flesh because Paul had sinned. Lesson number four, sometimes we have to endure burdens in life until we die. Even though we ask God to remove those problems, sometimes we have to learn to live with them, and so did Paul. Number five, God answers prayer. The Bible plainly says that in James 5, verse 16. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. But the Bible also says if we ask Him anything according to His will, He heareth us. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. So yes, God hears and answers prayer, but the Bible says we must ask and it must be in accordance with His will. Number six, the Lord intervenes in unusual ways to keep a man from being idolized. He does not want any man, even a good man like Paul, to get too much attention. Number seven, the idea that if you have enough faith, you will never be sick is a false doctrine. And that doctrine is a reproach upon the lives of Paul, Timothy, Elijah, and other great men in the Bible. After Paul asked the Lord three times to remove this ailment, the Bible says in verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. God's power is not displayed through our strength. It is displayed in our weakness. And this is why Paul went on to say, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong.